This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown Canada number one corn on the cob. Dolly priced at three cobs for 88 cents. Sorry about this, I didn't know it was... Goddamn Whitey produced f***ing commercials never come out the right way. Okay, Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
Yeah.
The cure for your malaise. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my Lord, did you see who was just in here a moment ago there?
That is someone from our past, and I have not seen him in a very long time.
Mr. Forty was just in here a second ago.
Right.
We didn't invite him to, we did not invite him, rather,
okay,
to, be, to come in and panel today.
Come on, Ron. Stop shaking your head, Ron.
What? Took my wallet. Anyway, Chuck was not drunk today.
No.
So we've invited Mr. Forty. His real name is Chuck. Mm-hmm. We've invited him to come back.
And his brother?
And his brother, Grady Smoke.
Oh, they good. Really are quite a team now.
Yeah, they are. And it's been a long time since we've had Mr. Forty on the show, so we'll have him come panel with us later this week when we play one of our reindeer games.
That will be fun.
Good to have Mr. Forty around.
Right.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Huh? Oh, it's the hold music guy. I know. I've got a question about the lineup.
Oh, good. You called her.
I gotta pick. Hello?
You have to ask the question, right? Oh, no, he has to stop it.
Hello? Hold music guy.
He'll be with you shortly.
He plays with us, you know.
He really does play with us a lot.
But your call is important.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to move on if you don't pick up soon.
You got to pick up and give us the silence so we can ask the question and you can put the music back on. Now, come on now.
Hey, hello.
Why are you being difficult? He is a very difficult man.
I'll give you five more seconds here.
Oh, he's
played with us.
He played.
Five, four, three. Okay. Call back some other time. I like that phoner fine, but you got to play the game.
Play the game right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. Hey, fat boy, Palooka. You want to play with me? You got to come to my level, bitch.
What the hell was that?
Was that a beluga call?
I don't know.
Is that about your girlfriend's dog?
I think that was a beluga. Oh, man. I just wanted to say I enjoyed hauling his fat ass through the airport yesterday. Jesus. I mean, I almost broke his back trying to cram him under the seat. They moved Carla on the plane. We were in an emergency row, and they had to move Carla to the back of the plane because she had the dog. And he actually dug a hole through his little doggy carrier.
I love it. Don and Mike Show.
Forgot to tell you that.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi. I was wondering if you got a chance to see Wanda Sykes at all.
Wanda Sykes, what, on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Was she on with Regis?
No, she was on with the MTV guy.
This guy can't get by
I'm
the
sorry,
way this guy's yeah. talking.
Napoleon, I was not able to catch it.
She was on with the MTV guy.
How old are you?
37.
Say! Do you live with your mother?
Wanda Sykes.
Like, no.
I was wondering if you got a chance to see that dark-complected woman comic on with the MTV guy.
The way we're talking now is almost the way that we imitate Michael Hughes.
Almost. You know, I think what would make this a better all-around experience would be some wine.
Wine would be better. Wine is good.
A warm wine. Warm up a glass of wine, and then if you saw Wanda Sykes, we're thinking of giving her a 25-minute radio program.
Okay. Now, I just gotta tell you, this is way behind the scenes, but who cares?
You're playing inside baseball.
On the new Free FM, who cares with this lineup? Who gives a frig? I was talking with Rob over the vacation.
Right.
About how ridiculous the lineup on this station is now. And I'd be amazed if anybody listens to the station. It's such a hodgepodge, such a, well, I'm kidding, of course. It's a killer lineup. It's like the 61 Yankees.
Bingo.
So I said to Rob something along the lines of, you know, Hughes, who's the general manager, who had to sign off on this awful lineup that we're on now, he must just get drunk all the time. And I said to Rob, you know what? He's probably got his family convinced that they probably... He probably, before he comes to work in the morning, because remember, he's got to be the guy that sits at the desk and says, okay, here's the winning lineup.
We'll start with the Junkies, and then Peter Rosenberg for 2 hours, and then Bill O'Reilly for 2 hours, and then Penn Jillette for an hour, Donna Mike for four, Jay Severin for three, and then Love Line. Now, I know it's political talk, and there's some humor, and sports, and hardcore sex. You know what Daddy really needs this morning would be a glass of warm wine
for medicinal purposes. Now, let me add up what we've got here. It still doesn't make 24 hours, so let's add a few more shows.
You know, would you be a good boy and warm Daddy up some wine?
Put a little wine in a saucepan and warm it up for Daddy.
Now, did you fix Daddy's thermos?
Filled with warm wine.
Daddy's free FM thermos.
Some people take soup to work.
It's
not as good as warm wine. It's a long, cold ride.
It's my warm wine.
It's this delicious, warm Chardonnay.
And, you know, around his house, when he's on the phone, like, with the executives, and I'm sure his family can tell, because it's mainly Hughes going,
yes, sir, no, sir, great idea, sir.
You know that his family's got to be, like, hiding behind the door, uh-oh, Daddy's on the phone again. Warm up the wine.
Yeah. Honey, where's my wine mitten? I need my wine mitten. This is a little chilly.
See, because the thought is, here's our thought process, that Hughes... is such, Michael Hughes, the general manager, the de facto general manager, he is one of these guys, such a brown-nosing guy, want to do everything right for corporate. He couldn't be like Steve Johnson, who's just drunk every day at work.
No, we have that.
And doesn't hide it. Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you walk up to Steve, go, oh, Miller Lite today?
Yeah.
It's really, he's easy guy to figure out.
Thank you, we're going to the bowl.
Now, Michael Hughes, the general manager, I think he hides it. That what he does the wine thing.
To compensate for everything that he has to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with all of these awful decisions that he's had to put his rubber stamp on. So what he does is, I don't know why this struck me as funny, but this was over vacation. I said that to Rob, I said, what if, like, in the morning, when he goes down to breakfast, like, he got the whole perfect family sitting there, his wife, and they've got, like, waffles, and they've got, it's like the movie Pleasantville.
Right.
And they've got the gigantic food, and all of a sudden, where's Daddy's warm wine?
What?
Warm some wine.
I like the saucepan idea. Fresh off the stove.
Gosh, it's 6:28 a.m. I'd like some warm Merlot. Good morning. I'm on a conference call. Yes, hold on. Just let me get my
The warmer the better.
Did you warm? Oh, ow. Daddy's wine's too hot.
I want it warm, not hot.
Don't let it boil.
There's steam coming off it. That's too hot.
Just warm.
Make it warm.
Daddy's warm wine.
Delicious. Oh, no, none for me. I won't have a waffle. I'll just have a glass of warm wine.
Or maybe he does.
Anyone mind if I dunk?
Dunks his bagel in his warm wine.
That's delicious.
His mug of wine.
Daddy, why do you drink warm wine at breakfast?
Well, because Daddy's got a radio station that's got a lineup that's just really not... Listen, I don't want to discuss it with you. I'll pass the Ernest and Julio.
Ernest and Julio?
And Julio Gallo. It's right next to that warm bottle of Kendall Jackson. Now, this is a very good chemistry experiment. Inside the box, it's made of foil. So you can't put the entire box in the microwave. Just put it in a saucepan, never boiling.
Oh, no, no bagel for me. Could I have another mug?
That doesn't sit well. The bagel's not sitting well.
Warm wine.
Why is it funny?
It's funny. I don't know.
Why is it funny? Him drinking warm wine.
Believable.
At breakfast. It is funny, though.
It's time for another mug.
Because here's what it is. It's like this. It's around the... It's a. You guys just be the family around the table talking. Mm-hmm. You be the wife, the son, the mother, and I'll be Hughes. You know?
Right. Good morning.
Michael Hughes. Yes, Joel. Yes. Can you hold on 1 second? Hey, Billy?
Yes?
Would you get Daddy some warm wine, please? Yes.
Joel's on the phone again.
Yes, Joel. Yes. Oh, no. It's a one-hour show. Can you hold on a minute, please?
Oh, dear. Pour your father some more wine.
Here it is, Dad.
White wine. Never white wine before 7.
Pour him the red. Pour him the Pinot. And warm it up.
Warm it hot.
Make sure it's warm. Extra warm this morning. He's having a long call.
Great idea. I agree.
All right. See you later.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Bye-bye.
Warm wine.
Honey, where's my travel mug?
Thermos. That's the best. It's a Plaid thermos.
My free FM thermos. Oh, it's a great lineup. I mean, I could not be happier. I'm drinking warm wine virtually every morning now.
It's tasty.
It is. That's refreshing. Fights cancer.
How else can the guy look himself in the mirror?
That's right. Just plying himself with warm wine 24/7, just so he can make it through his days.
I mean, my God, he's got to get in the car and he's got to turn that thing. I mean, how do you look yourself in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a result. You have to make the end result warm wine.
Right? Mm-hmm. Warm wine will make it all. You know, mm-hmm. Everything is just fine with warm wine.
Hi, it's Michael Hughes for Warm Wine. Well, a lot of people enjoy wine as a late afternoon or evening with dinner drink. I say when you're under pressure, when you're mismanaging a major market radio station and you see your career slipping through your fingers because you're running a lineup that no one in God's name would listen to, the only answer is to drink warm wine.
I'll have the Western omelet, some wheat toast. Have you any warm wine? A lot of people look at me strangely, but they were drinking warm wine years and years before Christ was born.
But whatever you do with your eggs, don't heat it up too much.
Never boiling.
No.
Yes, I would like the Grand Slam, over easy, an English muffin, and might you have warm wine?
The weird thing about warm wine is it makes your toothpaste taste funny. I'll have Cocoa Puffs, a blueberry muffin, and a tureen of wine.
Warm.
Properly warm. That's how I make it through.
I like that wine. 99.7 degrees, please.
Never hot.
I put my pinky in it just right.
Thank you.
99.7. That might be the dial position of the next station we work at, kids. Oh, Daddy's got to put the Jay Severin show on tonight. Where's the warm wine?
I just got off the phone with El Zol. How about some Spanish warm wine?
Mmm. Warm wine. And look, there's Matt Lauer on television. Delicious.
Here's a toast. Oh, look, Katie Couric has the same fag glasses on that I have on.
It's a starter.
Here's a toast.
A breakfast starter.
Where in the world is my warm wine?
Okay.
Just our little thought of how he starts his day.
How are you, everybody?
Hi.
Regis. Oh, we got a break again. I'm sorry about that. Just we've had too much show today.
We've had too much warm wine.
We will come back with the tapes of Regis from the and also Dick Clark.
Yes.
I've been told that both are equally good. But even though Regis has not had a stroke, Regis is just as retarded sounding as Dick Clark.
Hello, do you sell heated Pinot Grigio? Not too hot. I can do it, Joel. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Good morning. Nothing, just waiting for your call. And the sound, just regular kitchen sounds. Honey, where is the wine, the uncorker?
Just rub it between your hands. That'll warm it up enough. Body temperature wine.
Warm wine.
Yes. All day. All day out of a thermos.
It's soup. Leave me alone. Close that door, please.
Colette, no calls. Warm my wine.
Colette, hold my calls for the next 2 hours. We're having a tasting.
Well, it's simply the greatest lineup in the history of radio, and he's the architect of it, and we can just say we're proud to be a part of of this right here. And, and please, for the love of God, remember you're listening to the Don and Mike show.
Right here.
Don't forget that on Free FM, because Jesus Christ, God knows you're not going to be coming back listening to the station later tonight.
Remember our slogan.
Remember it right now and don't forget it.
Don and Mike, now more than ever. We really do need you.
Yes, bring it. Warm wine.
Ooh.
Where's my warm wine?
That's tasty.
That's wonderful.
Bran muffin and a nice, delicious bottle of Kendall Jackson.
We'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.